Hey there, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of The Drive. I'm your host, the Dallas Cowboys Addict. Today is January 8th. Yesterday was January 7th. To most of you, that probably means nothing. To me, that is me and my wife's anniversary. Yesterday marked our 7 years married. And overall, we've been together for 12 years, I think. A really long time. So, but anyway, happy anniversary, Yoselin. If you're listening to this, I love you. And let's hope we have many more together. So, moving on to today's topics, I wanted to cover a couple of different things. I wanted to cover, there's been something in the news recently about Jerry Jones and what he thinks about Jason Garrett. I wanted to cover our all-pro selections for the Dallas Cowboys and a couple other teams. My thoughts on that. I wanted to cover other news that's been going around the league. And then, guess what? I finally got my first piece of listener mail. So I'll read out the question that I got, and then I'll give my thoughts on that. So it's very exciting. First piece of listener mail, and yeah, pretty cool stuff. So let's just get started. Oh, and yeah, obviously, at the end, I'm going to give my prediction of what I think is going to happen between the Dallas Cowboys and the Rams. Okay, so yeah, now let's just get started. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about today was on this list, this last past game against the Seahawks. We all know Allen Hurns got injured. It was a pretty bad injury. I know that he had a surgery that Saturday after the game, or during the game, I'm not sure, but I know for sure it was that Saturday night. And something disgusting really has been happening on Twitter with a Philadelphia Eagles fan pretty much making fun of Allen Hurns' injury. That's like I said, that's disgusting. Why on earth are you celebrating somebody else's injury? That doesn't have any place in anything, really. The tweet was, it was a picture of Allen Hurns on the ground with his leg broken, and the caption on it said, "Do the stanky leg." And the guy was saying, "Do the stanky leg. We won. We want Dallas." And pretty much just using Allen Hurns' injury as a meme or a meme or whatever you want to call it. I say meme. We're not going to get into that debate right now. But just a disgusting act by this Philly fan. And the fact that it got any likes whatsoever makes it even worse. I mean, disgusting. I've said it too many times already. The only reason I'm pointing it out is because a lot of people have been commenting on it. I saw Michael Irving say something that basically along the lines of what I'm saying now, and everybody just, you know, saying that it's just, there's no place for that in anything, not sports, not life, not anywhere. So shame on that guy. Scrolling also through Twitter, I saw that DeMarco Murray was hired as the running backs coach for the University of Arizona. That's the state that I live in. I'll be honest, I never thought of DeMarco Murray as a coach. I know that he was being an analyst for college football in a channel, but I never watched, so I'm not really sure what he was saying or what he was doing. But just based on what I saw with him and the Dallas Cowboys, I never saw him or pictured him as a head coach, but either way, good for him. Hopefully he can impart some knowledge on those young running backs coming into college, and hopefully he's good, and eventually maybe, I don't know what his aspirations are, but I'm imagining if he's going into coaching, his aspirations must be to at some point be a head coach. So good for him. And now for some news about our current Dallas Cowboys. Amari Cooper was quoted on the news as saying that he's happy about being in Dallas Cowboys, that he would love to retire a Cowboy because he's so happy there. I've talked a lot about Jason Garrett and me not wanting him there. But there's something to be said about the way that Garrett coaches his players and his ability to be personable with the players. Everybody assumes that Amari Cooper left the Raiders or wanted to leave the Raiders because of the way that Jon Gruden coaches and that he wasn't happy over there. So credit to Garrett for being able to bring the best out in Amari Cooper. And really, you never hear anything coming out of that locker room that's bad about Jason Garrett or about him being an ass or anything like that. So there's something there. And if he can make the players happy, then I'm happy because when they're happy, they play good. And just to finish off thoughts on Amari Cooper, Amari finished this year with 75 catches for 1,005 yards and 7 touchdowns. Most of that coming with the Dallas Cowboys, since he wasn't really producing much in the Oakland Raiders. And I think that shows that Garrett at least can communicate with his players and let them know what he wants from them. So that's good. Jalen Smith was named the PFF Breakout Player of the Year. Most Cowboys fans know that he was coming off of a torn ACL, MCL from at Notre Dame. Happened in the last game of the year in college. He was projected to be a top five pick overall, and he fell down to the Cowboys when they took him in the second round. So great job for Jalen. I think he could have. I'm not sure if his great play would have qualified him for the comeback player of the year. A lot of people are pointing to Andrew Luck for that award because of the shoulder injury from last year and what he's done this year. But is Jalen not is he not able to win that award because he played last year? Or I'm not really sure how that award works. Let me know if you know at the drive DallasCowboysAddict at gmail.com. Let me know if Jalen doesn't qualify for the comeback player of the year award. But anyway, he won the breakout player of the year. He really has been playing exceptionally well this year. I think he's been playing better than Van Der Esch. I know Van Der Esch had significantly more tackles and he led the Cowboys in tackles this year, but when I look at the games and when I see the games, who's leading in the game, I notice that it's Jalen all the time, kind of he's leading that defense and putting players where they need to go and calling the plays and just you can just tell he's the leader of that defense. And to me, he's been playing better than Van Der Esch, and Van Der Esch for some reason seems to be getting more of the time on TV and more of the praise from the TV personalities. I think Jalen deserves that more than Van Der Esch. But I think they just like to talk about the Van Der Esch thing where he used to play 8-man football, and God, we hear about that constantly. It's kind of annoying, honestly. But I'm surprised because Jalen Smith came from a really bad injury, and I would have thought he would have gotten more attention. But anyway, those are my thoughts on that. Jalen Smith better than Van Der Esch, at least for now. And then David Irving continues to be an issue. He doesn't practice, and it's apparently not even related to football issues or injuries. It's something that's going on with him, and it's really annoying because if David Irving is a good player, but he's going to be one of those players that ends up wasting his talent because of extracurricular activities or whatever you want to call it, things related, not related to football. And it's really a shame because you could tell in 2016 he has the talent. He just doesn't want to practice, and there's something going on with his head or something. Some people say he's a nut job. I don't think he's a nut job, but he definitely has something else going on. And it's a shame. I think the Cowboys are going to end up letting him walk this offseason. And that's the right move, because with all the extra stuff that's going on with him, it makes no sense to keep him if he's not even going to play, especially when it's not even related to injury. So moving on to the All-Pro selections for the Cowboys. The Cowboys got 4 All-Pro selections. Ezekiel Elliott, Lane Van Der Esch, Byron Jones. And all of them were second team All-Pro. Zach Martin was first team All-Pro. And again, to me, the missing person is Jalen. How is Jalen Smith not in there? One thing that I wanted to point it out is that Von Miller is in there twice. One as edge rusher and another as linebacker. This doesn't make any sense. Why is he getting 2? If he's getting 2, then how come Khalil Mack isn't getting 2? They seem like the same kind of player to me. This really makes no sense why Von Miller is in there twice as edge rusher and then another as linebacker. One of those spots should have been given to Jalen. Jalen was, like I've already said a bunch of times, Jalen is the leader of the Cowboys defense, which is touted as one of the best defense in the NFL. And now I think they're the best defense that's left in the playoffs. But Zach Martin, well-deserved. Lane Van Der Esch, well-deserved. He led the Cowboys in tackles. Byron Jones, he played a lot better in the beginning of the season. The first 3 quarters of the season. Then the last quarter of the season, he just let it go to his head, really, because he's gotten beat 15. He's gotten beaten 3 times in the last 3 games deep. But Ezekiel Elliott, you know, well-deserved. He rushed for 1,434 yards. He had 77 receptions for 567 yards. That's insane. I feel like he doesn't get as much credit for being a receiver. He actually led the Cowboys in receiving. Because Amari had 75. Zeke had 77. So that's, Zeke was the leader. I feel like he doesn't get as much all the praise that he deserves for having those 77 catches. And he did all this in 15 games. Okay, remember that he rested that last game. And there was some news coming out before the Seahawks game, the day of the Seahawks game, but before it in the morning, where Rappaport was saying that Zeke wants a contract extension this season. I'm not sure that this was the best time to bring it out. Seems like they could have waited, but whatever. Is Zeke gonna get paid? I don't think he should. As harsh as that sounds. I think they should let Zeke play out his rookie contract, pick up that 5th-year option, and then tag him once or twice. And then, unfortunately, you know, I think they need to let him go, because running back's lifespan in this league isn't very, very long. And then somebody like Zeke, who looks for contact constantly. I don't think they want to extend him for a very long time. I think they should pick up his fifth year rookie deal, and then tag him once or twice, and then unfortunately that's it for Zeke, which kind of hurts to say, because Zeke right now is really our key driving force for the Cowboys. Other things I wanted to point out on the All-Pro selection was the Chiefs had 4: Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and Mitchell Smarts, which is the right tackle. Tyreek Hill was second team. And then Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, also made it. Jason Kelce plays for the Eagles as a center. And this was a 5th time selection for J.J. Watt and Luke Kuechly. All very good players. And then Aaron Donald was the only one that was a unanimous choice with all of the votes. With all of the votes for his position, which is... It's kind of crazy that he was the only one, really, because I would have thought Khalil Mack would have been in there. Maybe because of his injury, I don't know, but I put Khalil Mack on the same level as Aaron Donald, and actually a little bit higher. I know Aaron Donald led the league in sacks, but Khalil Mack just pops off my screen every time I watch that fool play. That guy play, sorry. So now let's get into something about Dak. The PFF came out with their quarterback rankings for the year. For those of you who don't know, the PFF stands for Pro Football Focus. I'm sure most of you do know. Just want to throw it out there in case anybody doesn't know. Dak Prescott, they rated Dak Prescott as the 18th best quarterback in the league. They rated him ahead of guys like Derek Carr, Flacco, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, or Jameis, however it's supposed to be pronounced, doesn't matter. Alex Smith, Case Keenum, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, Eli Manning, Blake Bortles, Mitchell Trubisky, and a couple other guys like Tannehill and Rosen, and Lamar, I think. Yeah, Lamar Jackson. But what's interesting is the people who rated above him, like Kirk Cousins at number 14, Mariota at 17, one step ahead of him, Andy Dalton at number 12, and then Baker Mayfield at number 9. I think Baker Mayfield is going to be a good quarterback in this league, but is he better than Dak at this moment? And then at the top of the list, you have guys like Breeze, who was number 1, Mahomes was number 2, Andrew Luck was number 3, Philip Rivers was number 4, and Tom Brady was number 5. I think I would have moved Dak up to number 15 and moved Kirk Cousins down a step, Mariota down a step, Mayfield and Andy Dalton down a step. So that actually puts him at number 14 or even 13. Anyway, I think that list is a load of baloney. Dak should have been rated a little bit higher than that. Still doesn't. He's not gonna get all the credit that he deserves, primarily because he fails the eye test. Really, if you watch him play, you're gonna think that he's not good enough. And I've said this in the past. He's not good enough. But he already won his first playoff game, and if he continues to play the way that he's been playing for the last couple of games, he's gonna make that jump from not good enough in my mind to more than good enough, because he has that. You can just tell when he has the ball in his hands and it's we need a play made, he's gonna make it. I've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying this even when I used to say that he wasn't good enough. I still was saying that he has that it factor, whatever the hell it is, he has it. And I don't think there's any other quarterback that I'd want to have the ball when the game's on the line. Really, I mean, you saw what he did last game. He flipped over some guy to get the first down. That was an amazing run. He did 14 yards and he got 16. Speaking of which, he came out in the injury report saying so apparently there was something wrong with his knee. He was still a full participant in practice, but I couldn't help but think that when I saw the report, I couldn't help but think back to that run, and I remember that he got hit in that area. So I'm thinking that's where that injury came from. It's probably going to be hurting him, but not enough to hold him from practice, so he's definitely going to play, which is good. But yeah, so let me know what you think. Do you think Dak is rated as the 18th? Do you think that Dak being rated as the 18th best quarterback in the league is fair? Let me know. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. And then the quarterback that we're going to be facing this week, Jared Goff, is rated as number 8, right below Russell Wilson, who we already beat. We have a good enough defense. Like I said, we have the best defense now in the playoffs. Now that the Bears and the Ravens are eliminated, we have the best defense in the league. We are also the youngest team in the playoffs at number 3 overall in the NFL. And interestingly enough, the Rams are number 4. Cowboys have an average age of 25.4. The Rams have an average age of 25.5. So that's pretty interesting, because I always thought as the Rams having a really young team, especially when you think about their coach, you know, you just think that they're super young, but the Cowboys are actually younger and they have the better defense in my opinion overall. And I think overall they have the better team really. But going back to that injury report, that list was full of starters. Beasley, Malik Collins, Tyrone Crawford, Jeff Heath, Blake Jarwin, Zach Martin, Dak, as I already said, Tyron Smith, and Xavier Suafilo. And then also David Irving, some other guy that I haven't really heard of. I didn't write his name down because I've never heard of him, and I've never actually seen him in the game. And then Tavon Austin, Beasley, Malik, and Blake Jarwin all have ankle injuries. And then Tyron Smith has a neck injury. Zach and Dak have knee injuries. Oh, Suofilo also has an ankle injury. And Irving hasn't been practicing because, like I said, he has other issues going on. None of these seem to be issues that are going to hold him back from playing this weekend, which is really good. Other than David Irving, he's not going to play because for other reasons. And some of these guys didn't practice either, but I think that was just give him a little bit of rest. Guys like Tyron Smith doesn't they don't and Zach Martin don't really need to practice in my brain. At least not as much as anybody else. They're just good. So heading into this game, obviously the talk is going to be Dak versus Goff, being that they were drafted in the same year, different rounds, but same year, different expectations. But now look, they're in the same spot of the playoffs. And I was reading this report from the Rams Wire, where the guy was saying that clearly the best quarterback is Goff. And then he says that Goff has been far better and that the numbers show it. But then I look at his numbers, and this is the numbers that he has. Overall rating, Dak 79.4, Goff 76.3. Adjusted completion percentage, Dak 75.2, Goff 72.6. Passer rating, Dak 96.0, Goff 94.7. Big game throw percentage. I guess that just means the more big plays throwing. Dak 3.5, Goff 4.7. Goff has the edge right there. And then the very last one is turnover worthy percentage, which to me is one of the more important things on here. Dak at 2.5% and Goff at 3.4%, making Goff more turnover prone, which is very interesting considering that Dak has been fumbling the ball a lot. But I think these numbers are based purely on throwing. So then the guy's saying that Goff is clearly better. Well, no, he said far better, and the numbers prove it. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you're saying this right now, but you're writing this down, but then your numbers are showing something totally different. Are you basing this solely on the big game throw ability? Because that's not an indicator of who's the better quarterback. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I mean, to me, if you ask me which one is better, Goff is clearly more talented at throwing the ball. Clearly. Just, he looks like he can make every single throw out there with ease. Doesn't even look like he's trying. Dak has a little bit more of a weird throw, more of a it just looks weird. It doesn't look good. And if you go based solely on the eye test, Goff passes it with flying colors, and Dak, you're left there thinking like, why is this guy in the spot that he is right now, and why are his numbers better than Goff? But like I've said many times, and I'll keep saying it again, Dak has that it factor, and he's going to win you the game when he needs to win it. Goff played pretty bad there towards the end of the season down the stretch, and Dak picked it up towards the end of the season. So, and then not only that, so I guess we've kind of moved over into giving you the reasons why I think the Cowboys are going to win, in case you haven't already known, realized. Dak is going to give you that ability to make the plays whenever they need to be made. Dak has been playing better towards the end of the season. Goff has been playing worse towards the end of the season. Goff is going to make those throws, and he has a very good supporting cast around him, like Todd Gurley and Brandon Cooks and Woods. He has a good supporting cast, but Dak does too. Dak has Zeke. They both quarterbacks have good offensive line play currently. Dak also has Amari Cooper and Beasley, which I consider to be one of the better third down receivers, slot receivers in the league. That guy can just wiggle his way out of anything. He always seems to be open. Michael Gallup is now coming on. And if you look at the overall team, the Dallas Cowboys have the edge because they have the better defense. Jalen Smith, Van Der Esch, and those front four guys that we really have more than four that can rotate in and out. Except for maybe Taco Charlton. Taco Charlton has been a disappointment. I've said this in the past. He hasn't been playing to his full potential, and it seems like it's a lack of motivation or a lack of drive. No motor there. And then if you look at going back to the game, if you look at where the game is going to be, it's going to be in LA, but is it really a home game for the Rams? Or I think it's going to be split. I think it's going to be 50-50, if not 60-40 in favor of the Cowboys, as far as fans are concerned in the stadium. Dallas Cowboys fans travel, and in LA, there's a bunch of them. I can tell you that. So obviously I think the Cowboys are going to win. I want them to win. I hope they win. I think the game is going to be close, just like the Seahawks game. I don't think this is going to be as nerve-wracking a game because I think we match up better against the Rams. This game is also going to be Saturday night. I think what gives us the edge, I think, is our defense. Defense is like they say, you know, defense wins championships, and I think that's going to be the case, at least in this game. We're going to go and beat them in LA. I think the final score is going to be. Let me think about this because I was very close with the Seahawks prediction. At I predicted 24-20, and it ended up being 24-22. Had they missed that 2-point conversion, I would have been right on the money, and that would have been super cool. But can't have everything in life, I guess. But let's see. It's tough. I don't see it being a high scoring game. Because if it turns into a high scoring game, I don't like our chances, honestly. So I think the defense is gonna step it up. They're gonna have another great game. They're going to cause a couple of turnovers, probably fumbles. Let's say the Cowboys win this 27 to 21. That's it. And let's hope that this keeps going and that the Cowboys keep going as far as possible. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones said, well, actually, let me read the question first that somebody sent me because this kind of ties directly into that. And the question that I'm referring to is my very first piece of listener mail sent in by Sean Pinksa. Thanks, Sean. The question is, now that Jason Garrett is almost certain to get a contract extension, would you trade the Cowboys' current playoff success to get rid of Garrett as the Cowboys' head coach? And my answer to that is very easy and it's very simple and it's no. Hell no. Because my love for the Cowboys goes way above everything else. I love the Cowboys way more than I don't like Garrett. I don't hate Garrett. I'm not a big fan of Garrett. He's been mediocre really, even though he's given us three NFC East championships in the last 5 years. I see him as more of a mediocre coach, at least right now. Let's see what he can do this postseason. Let's hope they can keep the run going. But I know I would not give up what's happening right now to get rid of Garrett. And the reason I said this, that the Jerry Jones thing ties directly into this, is because they asked him that very question. Is he going to get an extension? And Jerry said that he's in a very positive situation with Garrett right now, and he asked the question back, and he said, what would you do? And I'm going to answer that question that Jerry posed, and I'm going to say I would let this postseason ride. Let's see how far we can get. Let's get past the Rams. I think that if we get past the Rams and if we get into the NFC championship game, I think let Garrett play another, let Garrett have another go at it next season. I think his contract extends into next season. So let's let it play out this time. Let's give him what he wants. If we get to the NFC Championship, let's give him what he wants for next year and then see what he can do next year. But yeah, I would not trade what's going on with the Cowboys right now for just to get rid of Garrett. No, no way in hell. You know, unless he keeps giving us mediocrity, but let's see what happens. So that's it for today. Like I said, I'm the Dallas Cowboys addict. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, and if you want to send me in your piece of your question or your piece of listener mail, send it to the drive cowboysaddict@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter also, and you can send me any questions through there at Dallas_addict. And hey, if you like what you hear, support this podcast. Head over to anchor.fm/thedrivecowboysaddict/support, and whatever you can support this podcast with would be immensely appreciated. And if you can't, well, then that's good. That's good too. Just as long as you come back and listen to any podcast and you enjoy yourself. So, anyways, have a good rest of the day, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're driving, drive carefully. If not, then continue working because that's how you get paid. Have a good day, and I will see you next time.